Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZoo keeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about the direwolf.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
One of the more exciting news stories in recent weeks has been the birth of three direwolf puppies, brought back after 10,000 years of extinction through a DNA rebuilding process by a biotech company called Colossal Biosciences. But were they ever really extinct? Some cryptozoologists don't think so. Some believe that the direwolf has been alive the whole time and living in the woods of Utah. So let's check out these claims of living direwolves. The dire wolf is essentially a large wolf. And by large, we mean large. It's said to stand between 3.5 and 4 feet tall at the shoulder and to weigh between 125 and 200 pounds. Dire wolves are more muscular, and therefore stronger, than average wolves, with a jaw that is said to be able to crush through bone. Its cranium is smaller than that of modern wolves, but its teeth are much larger, suggesting that it preyed upon animals bigger than itself. It also has razor-sharp claws to help hunt that prey. Direwolves can range in color from white to gray to brown, but its fur is always thick and full, adding to the sheer imposing mass of the beast. It's also fast on its feet, just like a regular wolf. The direwolf lived during the late Pleistocene and early Holocene epochs, putting its approximate date of extinction at about 10,000 years ago. Its first fossilized skeletons were discovered in 1854, and in 1858 it was given the classification Oenocyandyrus. It is considered the ancestor of the modern Canis lupus gray wolf. Although direwolf fossils have been found in Eurasia, they are mostly considered to have been North and South American dwellers, with a concentration in the northern region of North America. The Navajo people of the area, who called themselves the Diné, settled the Uinta-Ure Basin in Utah for themselves, but when the frontiersmen captured and sold the Diné off to the Spanish as slaves, the tribespeople put a curse on the land, calling it the Unholy Ground. This land is where the not-quite-extinct direwolf is said to roam. Sightings of direwolves in the area are not uncommon, but most of them are probably just large gray wolves. The most convincing evidence for the existence of the actual direwolf came in 1994 when Gwen and Terry Sherman bought a 512-acre ranch near Ballard, Utah, and populated it with livestock. The family had several experiences with what many claim are direwolves. The very day the Shermans moved in, they saw what they claimed looked like a huge coyote or wolf snooping around one of their pastures. The wolf wasn't at all afraid of the Shermans and even allowed the family to pet it. After a bit of this love fest, the wolf wandered over to one of the cow pastures and attacked a calf, trying to pull it through the bars of the enclosure. Terry and his father beat at the animal, but it refused to let go. So, Terry shot the beast with a .357 Magnum, at point-blank range. The creature still didn't release. A second shot did force the wolf to release the calf, but instead of running away, it stood its ground, staring angrily at the Shermans. Next, Terry tried a hunting rifle, and while this did wound the wolf, taking a hunk of flesh and hair off, the animal just sauntered off into the woods, with Terry continuing to shoot after it. Terry tracked it for about a mile or so, but eventually, the trail went cold. This made for an exciting first day at their new ranch, but this was hardly the only time the Shermans would encounter wolves. A few short weeks later, Gwen saw another wolf on the property while in her car. She claimed that the wolf's shoulders and back were at the height of her car's window as it stood next to it. This wolf was accompanied by a smaller one. Later, Terry also reportedly found a creature that he described as a large hyena, about 200 pounds, with a big bushy tail, in one of the family's horse pens. The intruder was biting and slashing at the horses as they frantically tried to keep away from it. Terry yelled at the beast, and unlike the first canine, this one ran away and disappeared over a ridge above the ranch. Over the course of their time owning the ranch, the Shermans also found much of their livestock mutilated. Terry estimated that they had lost about 1/5 of their animals to a mysterious predator that, due to what they had witnessed with their own eyes, they believed to be a large wolf. Desperate to save their farming lifestyle, the Shermans eventually sold their ranch in 1996 to aerospace engineer turned ufologist Robert Bigelow, who turned the space into a paranormal investigation site. See, in addition to the large wolves, the Shermans also reported seeing colored orbs hovering around their property, and they believed that the two might be related. A little more on that later. In May of 2018, a rancher near Denton, Montana, shot and killed a massive wolf that was near his livestock. Officials who inspected and took photos of the carcass thought that its paws were too small and its claws were too big for it to be a normal wolf. Its fur and ears were also determined to be unusual for a wolf. Montana is a couple of states away from Utah, but it is in the same general vicinity of North America where direwolves are said to have roamed. Could this be proof of the beast's non-extinction? So, what could these direwolves actually be? Well, in the case of the 2018 Montana carcass, DNA test results on the remains came back showing that the animal was a large gray wolf from the northern Rockies. So, in that case, the mystery is solved. This could be the explanation for other sightings as well. Most direwolf encounters can be explained away by saying that what the witnesses saw was an abnormally large wolf of another kind, or perhaps some kind of wolf hybrid, like a kywolf, which is a cross between a wolf and a coyote. An explanation that is just as mysterious, if not more so, than it being a real direwolf, is that these sightings are of another canine cryptid of some kind, like maybe the Shunkawarakan, Amarok, or the Wahila. Sightings of these cryptids are often described as appearing to be wolves on steroids, which is a pretty good description of direwolves. But these are cryptids for other episodes. A more far-fetched explanation is that what is being seen is Fenrir, a large wolf from Norse mythology. Never mind this being a mythological creature and from a different continent. In the case of the Shermans, many researchers believe that their tormentor was a skinwalker, which is a legendary Navajo being who is able to shapeshift and prefers using canine forms to cause havoc. In fact, their ranch is actually nicknamed Skinwalker Ranch. This could be explained by the Dene curse put on their land, but again, it's a cryptid for another episode. The presence of orbs in the Sherman case also points to the theory that these wolves might be extraterrestrial of some kind, because, as we know, the only thing that loves a cattle mutilation more than a wolf is an alien. Robert Bigelow won't find that answer, though, as he sold Skinwalker Ranch himself in 2016. Then, of course, these creatures could just be plain old direwolves, previously believed extinct animals that somehow survived into modern times without being detected by human science. Not quite cryptids, but just as fascinating. On the pop culture spectrum, direwolves have been featured in video games and television shows, but easily the most popular inclusion of them is in HBO's Game of Thrones. Never mind the fact direwolves would have supposedly been extinct for millennia before the events of the show, direwolves were given as gifts to the Stark children, and some of the poor wolves met with gruesome fates, as did most of the human characters in the show. The popularity of the wolves on Game of Thrones caused dog breeders to create crossbreeds that look like direwolves, but make no mistake, these are domestic dogs, not direwolves. As for the newly created DNA clone direwolves, well, that may be a Jurassic Park kind of a situation. The scientists were so concerned with whether they could do something that they didn't stop to think about whether they should. And I, for one, welcome our new direwolf overlords. Woof woof! And that's going to do it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com, so pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids, one and all. We love cryptids, and so do you.